Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Whenever we talk about cryptocurrencies or non-fungible tokens, NFTs, the discussion inevitably turns to the blockchain. After all, the blockchain is the underlying technology that makes cryptocurrencies and NFTs possible. Some even think the blockchain is the next evolution of the internet, moving us into what's known as Web3 and setting us up for the metaverse. But what is a blockchain? How does it work? Let's take a look at the answers to those questions today. So first of all, what the heck is a blockchain? A blockchain is composed of blocks of data. Data is lumped together in a block that has a predetermined storage capacity. Once that block is full, it's closed and then added to a chain of blocks. That's why it's called a blockchain. However, it's not just about the structure of the data. Blockchain technology also makes use of a computer network, usually accessed via the internet, to distribute the data. Every node in the network receives a copy of the database, which is another property of blockchain technology. It's a distributed database that is available publicly. Each block comes with a timestamp that helps create a timeline of transactions. The data can be verified, and because it's distributed, it's also hard to alter the information without the consensus of other nodes in the network. There are different methods to verify transactions, which is why there are different blockchain platforms. Additionally, how fast a transaction can be processed depends on how long the chain is, as well as how large the data blocks can be before they're closed. How does blockchain technology work? So blockchain technology is designed to provide a digital record, or ledger, if you will, that can be widely distributed. In principle, it's not supposed to be edited. The ledger is meant to be immutable, although some platforms have used various methods to reverse some of the impacts of transactions. For example, after a hack on the Ethereum mainnet, a new version of the blockchain was created to get rid of the record of the hack. The new Ethereum blockchain didn't contain a record of the transaction, while the original chain, denoted Ethereum Classic, still has a record of the hack. In addition to providing a distributed ledger of transactions, blockchain technology is also designed to be largely decentralized. Rather than keeping all of the records in a central location, such as a single server farm, the blockchain is distributed throughout all the participating computer nodes in the network. That way, if there's a failure in one node, it can't take down all the data. Additionally, because a blockchain operates using the principle of consensus, the nodes have to agree to the information. So, for instance, if someone tried to change the blockchain at one node, the other nodes in the system would be able to identify the error. The only reason that Ethereum was able to erase its hack was that enough members of the system agreed to create an alternative chain. However, the record still remains as part of the Ethereum Classic blockchain. Even though blockchains are known for cryptocurrency transactions, the reality is that they can perform a number of functions, including creating games and online virtual worlds. Tokens. Let's touch on that for a bit. So blockchains often come with native tokens that represent various transactions and abilities. It's a digital representation or file and can also be a proof of ownership. A Bitcoin is a token native to the Bitcoin platform. It's a digital currency and can be used in exchange for goods and services, or it can be seen as a store of value. When someone wants to use a Bitcoin to pay for something, they send it to a user in the system. That user is represented by an address or string of letters and numbers. If someone wanted to pay me for an article using a Bitcoin, as happened in 2011, I would make sure that I set up an address that the token could be sent to. This is usually called a wallet. After I completed and delivered the article, the buyer would then use the Bitcoin platform to send me the Bitcoin. As a side note, if you ever need anybody to write an article, I only charge one Bitcoin. It's just one. Anyway, moving on. Tokens are also used for other purposes too. NFTs have become popular because they contain video, music, and digital files. It's possible to tokenize concert tickets and even medical records. Tokens are even used to verify the provenance of wine and could be used to issue real estate deeds. No kidding. Popular networks that focus on this type of tokenization using NFTs are, of course, Ethereum and Solana. Proof of work versus proof of stake. I know you've heard these two terms before. Let's take a look at the differences. In order to validate transactions and work through consensus, blockchain technology uses reliable actors to lend their computing power. There are two main consensus structures in blockchain technology. One is called proof of work, or POW. Transactions are verified when nodes use computational power to solve a cryptographic puzzle. Putting in the work by lending computing power allows the first node to solve the puzzle to receive a reward. The Bitcoin platform operates using a POW approach, rewarding those that solve the puzzles with Bitcoin. This increases the number of Bitcoins in circulation. Proof of stake, or POS. On the other hand, some blockchains focus instead on the ownership someone has of the token in question. So, if you had a larger stake in the token, your node might be chosen to verify a transaction, and you would receive a reward as a result. In general, POW is considered to be more time and energy intensive than POS. Another frequently asked question and concern is transparency and security. So the main idea behind blockchain technology is to provide a secure and transparent way to conduct business. Everyone on the platform can see a record of the transactions. However, because the parties are labeled using their addresses, which are just strings of characters, you might not be able to see who owns the wallets in question. Sometimes blockchain transactions are considered semi-anonymous. As a result, it's possible to know which address sent a Bitcoin or an NFT, and which now owns that token. But you might not be able to see the real person behind those addresses. Part of the security of the blockchain comes from the fact that every block in the chain has what's known as hash. Each hash is unique. The hash is the result of a mathematical function to turn data into a specific output. The function used on the same data will provide the same hash, so it's possible to validate data from different sources. However, if someone tries to alter the data, the hash will be different. Finally, hashes can't be reverse engineered. Basically, in order for a hacker or some other bad actor to change the information to steal crypto or the terms of a smart contract, they would have to be able to control more than 50% of the copies on the blockchain. Otherwise, the copies that don't match the majority, the consensus, are discarded and are not added to the chain. In order to change the blockchain, resulting in what is known as a fork, there has to be a consensus to do so, such as when Ethereum deviated from Ethereum Classic. Pros and cons of blockchain, because there's always a pros and cons list. So first of all, the pros. It's a public distributed ledger that can provide more transparency. It's decentralized in nature, and that offers natural redundancy for data. Strong security and consensus to reduce the chances of tampering and hacking. And of course, the potential to reduce costs by reducing third-party verification. And just a few cons. There are low transactions per second, like credit card payment networks can still handle more transactions per second than a ton of blockchains. And then depending on the platform, there can be significant cost and energy usage, like with the Bitcoin platform. There isn't much regulation with these yet, and there are scalability issues with some platforms. But the bottom line, there are many uses being proposed for blockchain technology. Some of the issues that need to be overcome and are being tackled by some projects right now include the scalability and interoperability of some blockchains. While it's still uncertain whether blockchain technology will truly be widely adopted, a lot of people find it very promising and can see the use in a system that reduces human error and involvement and provides secure transactions. That is our show for today. I hope it was helpful. Basically, a very stripped down crash course of blockchain. You can find out way more, dig really deep into this, and find out all things crypto and also NFTs at cultofmoney.com. 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 You can also just search for Cult of Money, Google it, find us on basically every social media network you have. Again, cultofmoney.com. Thanks for stopping by today. Hey, we'll talk to you again real soon.